into the 474 public session, item number 11 now. Discussion of possible action and approval of a collective bargaining agreement.
Mr. Chairman, staff, including your fire chief and county manager, recommend approval of the collective bargaining agreement, and we will give you a motion here momentarily, subject to a minor change to Article 9 on holidays and subject to the ratification by the International Association of Firefighters Local 4227. NRS requires that I read a cost impact statement into the record. We have calculated this to the best of our ability and reviewed it with legal counsel. Should the terms of the original collective bargaining agreement be in effect, this is a two-year agreement proposed both the current year we're in and next year. Should the original agreement have maintained in place, our calculated costs and salary and benefits would have been $3,025,239.14. Under the terms of this new agreement, as being proposed to you, especially with significant savings in health insurance and health incentive costs, we are calculating a reduction in overall costs down to $2,951,693.95, or a savings in the first year estimated at $73,545.19. Using that same methodology and looking at the second year extension of the contract from July 1, 2013 through June 30, 2014, same estimated cost with the existing collective bargaining agreement, cost would go up from $3,025,239.14 to $3,049,267.76. So there would be an added cost to the district of $24,028.62. So this would be the time for any public statements that you may or may not want to make on the record about the process, the agreement itself, or anything else, because these will be seen by the public.
If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I would make a motion to approve this contract, subject to the changes in Article 9 to correct the error of 5.5% to 5.5 hours for 56-hour employees and 3.7% to 3.7 hours for 40-hour employees. I'd make my motion subject to the union ratification. And then a question for the motion. I would like to suggest in the motion that in the future, our comptroller be given the opportunity to review all contracts and their fiscal impact on the county prior to ratification. And I would make that as a part of the motion in addition. Also, I would like to add to the motion that the county consider formulating a strategy workshop committee to look at all future negotiations on all contracts that are coming in to the county and to pre-discuss those contract negotiations. I would add that to the motion.
I'll second Commissioner Dillon's motion. Okay.
Public comment, if none on that, we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, with that, we'll now recess the 474 board and we'll reconvene as the Board of County Commissioners. Board comments, Lance?
No comment.
Marshall?
I have nothing else to say, thank you.
And Chairman? We're done.